Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have the privilege of having with us Jimmy McMillan, a.k.a. Baby Jim, the one and only. And today, he is our oldest podcast. Jimmy's 92 year old, and we are really thrilled to have you, Jimmy. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Quite a builder.
That's it. Well, you're quite a guy.
We're going to have news for you. These ladies that's interviewing me, I remember when they were born.
Well, that's what we want to talk about. The things that you remember, Jimmy. We're going to go into the first question. Talk about when and where you got saved.
Really, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Now, I know that when I was a kid, my mother and father was both Christian Bible readers. Mm-hmm. I used to call them Bible thumpers.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to go out and have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, Dodie, I went with him when he was married in 1946. And he went, the first thing he did, we went to eat one night, me and him and Ginny. And he went in this big department store and he bought a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And to my knowledge, he read the Bible for, he died at 100, he read his whole life, 80 years.
Uh-huh.
And today, wherever I go, I run into people that he witnessed to that accepted the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because for 80 years, he did nothing but witness, you know?
That's the truth. That's the truth.
And
well, that brings up something you told me a while back. I believe it was after you got saved, you told me. One summer, you spent reading the Bible through.
Yeah, I read the Bible through twice in 1984.
So do you think that was around the time you got saved, or do you think it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believed in the Lord my whole life, but I mean, really, I credit Ian Newlands for helping me and my family a lot, you know?
Great man of God.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Growing up, before that time, before the 70s and 80s, what do you remember about the way things was with travelers back then, or the way travelers were religious, or whatever you want to call it?
Well, really and truthfully, my old aunts and uncles, my whole life they would tell me about the Lord, you know what I mean? Oh, believe it or not, old Davy and Katie and Aunt Lizzie and them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was always on. My mother, God rest her, read her Bible every night, and every Easter I had to take her to church. We didn't go that often. And it was a job for me, but she insisted on going, you know? But anyhow, not only did I take her to that, but for a little bit, if Stan and Ollie was playing in a movie, I had to take her to that too.
Yeah, you got to do something like that. Yeah. Anyhow, how about your parents, family, things you remember?
Stories, yeah.
Stories that you want to share?
The only thing I can say, because it would take me a week, I had the most blessed family that I've ever known. My oldest sister took care of my mother like a nag on a black man. My brother, Jock, worked his butt off for them, you know? My dad, you had to watch what you say to that old guy, you know? You didn't get out of line with him.
Amen.
But anyhow, I believe it or not, Martha, your grandfather, old Chet, was his best friend.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were first cousins. He was his
best
friend.
Yeah.
Just a different world, a different era, a different time.
Era, yeah.
Yes.
A lot simpler, too.
I remember when he died in 1939, and my father took it awful hard, you know?
Yeah, he loved him.
Well, they said good examples is what they did, all of them. They said good examples.
To make things simple, in the back of my mind, my whole life, I believed and knew that there was a Lord.
Yes.
Although I didn't do the right things, but I knew it. But 1994, right now, when I took a blood test, or they get an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And a week later, I got a letter to go check because my PSA level was through the roof.
Uh-huh.
But I go here in town, and they take a biopsy. And they told me I had high-grade inoperable cancer.
Mm.
So when I went home, seeing how my mother, my father, my brothers and sisters, most my family died with cancer, mm-hmm. so I thought it was my time. So I went to my bedroom, and I got on my knees, and I never prayed to live because I didn't think I could make it. I prayed for my soul, and I mean I prayed hard
mm-hmm.
because all have felt sorrow.
That's right. That's right.
But I prayed, I don't know how long, and I wouldn't lie on how long it was. But while I was praying, no voices, no bells. It was just like a calm come over me.
Mm-hmm.
And when that calm come over me, this is going to sound silly to you. When I got up from that bed, I can never worry again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is to worry.
It's the peace that passes all understanding yeah. that you experienced.
Well, that wasn't the only battle you had with cancer. You also had the throat cancer. I'd like to ask you about the time when they had diagnosed you with cancer and we took you to Hamburg.
Yeah, up here in Scottsdale, we got two different diagnoses, no biopsy. They said that I had carcinoma of the jaw. And that they were going to have to remove the jaw. But I told my sons then, I came in this world with a jaw and I'm going out with it. They're not taking my jaw. But anyhow, they took two different biopsies. So said, we'll go to California. We got good results. So they took me there. And they said, well, we'll try radiation. So they took me in to spot me for the radiation for the jaw. And when they did, the doctor there said, what's he supposed to have? And he told him. He said, there's the biopsy. And he went down my throat and all over. He said, maybe, but I don't see it, you know? And my son, Jimmy, said, there's the two biopsies, two different ones. Well, he said, I know what they say, but I'm going to take my own biopsy. And he took it. And the next day he called and told my Jimmy, he said, you'll be glad to know that he doesn't have carcinoma. He has lymphoma. And he has the lymphoma that we have 100% cure for. It's been since 1951. You can check this out. They call it the Red Devil. That's what they call it. And I went through them treatments, which was very hard. And I don't remember half of it, you know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, thank the Lord. I thank the doctors, but I credit the Lord.
Amen for using them. I'd like to talk about the second bout you had with cancer. I believe it was 2015. We have the papers from St. Joseph's. And they said that it was a cancer, I believe a lymphoma, that looked like a worm on the x-ray wrapped around the spinal cord of your neck. And you had to wear a neck brace because if you moved your head, it hurt it. Anyways, we went to L.A. and they showed Hamburg the x-rays and he agreed with that, but he wanted to do naturally his own. We were there 3 or 4 days. You were in horrible pain and you woke up one morning. You took it off, even though everyone told you not to. You said you had prayed and the pain left. We went to Hamburg and when he held up the new x-ray next to the old x-ray, it disappeared and it was gone. So we went and got a big, beautiful lunch and drove home. That was the end of that. No treatments, nothing. The Lord healed you. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, but the Lord has done that much for me.
Amen.
I mean, my whole life's been a blessing.
Amen.
There's nobody walking the face of the earth today that's ever been blessed like I am, with both family, relatives, you know. And I just couldn't thank him enough. But I'll say this. I know I don't deserve it. But thank the Lord he's in my corner.
Amen. Amen. He's brought you through some tremendous, tremendous things here. And none of us deserve it. If we all got what we deserved, God help us all, right?
Amen. Right.
Talk about your family a little bit. Talk about your boys. I want you to talk about them boys a little bit.
Talk about my boys?
Yeah, talk about your boys for a minute.
From a non-prejudiced point of view.
All I could say.
Now we'll try.
I'll credit their mom. I have three of the finest sons that ever walked. But I have three of the finest daughter-in-laws that ever walked.
Amen.
I have nine of the finest grandsons that ever walked. So, I mean, anything I would say about my family, would just sound like bragging.
And you got a gaggle of great grandkids too.
Yep. And it's like the lady here, Martha, that's interviewing me. I've known her since she was born. And her whole family was my friends. And I consider them close friends. And I have no more to say except trust the Lord. And I guarantee you, you won't go wrong.
Amen.
The Bible's simple. Man complicates it.
Amen.
According to the Word of God, if you believe in your heart, put your faith in the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. That's simple stuff. Huh? So it's up to the individual.
Yes, amen. It is. That's true, Jimmy. What would be, I'm going to throw another question at you, your vision for our young people, our generation coming up? What advice, what would you say to them?
To be truthful with you, Martha, I think our young people is doing wonderful.
I do, too. I agree. Yeah, no, I agree. I think they're all doing good. And I look also, at our young kids and I'm encouraged.
I also believe that we're living in the end day.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's time to get saved.
Absolutely. Huh? Now is the time.
Because the Bible says, I'll bless those who bless the Jews. I'll curse those who curse. Mm-hmm. And this whole country's cursed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Bible also said at the end time, wrong will be right and right will be wrong. And we're there.
We're definitely there. Is there anything else you want to add, Jimmy, before we close? Anything else you want to share?
Well, nothing too nice. I'm getting too mushy here.
Too mushy, yeah.
He's getting a wee bit sentimental.
That daughter-in-law deal.
And Martha, as long as you know me, you know that ain't my style.
That ain't your style.
I'm just glad we got you recorded saying how much you love your daughter-in-law.
And then the woman Martha there. Because I was thinking I might have been that red
one.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on. We appreciate your time. And we appreciate you sharing the memories. And I know everybody's going to love the podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy. We were thrilled to have you.
Wish there was more I could do for the Lord.
Well, I think you've done plenty.
Praise God.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.